Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sometimes the world looks like you ain't ever seen it before. Stuck behind never-ending windows, all you need is a door. Searching for something to put a smile back on your face. Just remember, in unusual times, it can come from an unusual place. You need a partner for the ride, 'cause everybody needs a Clyde. So set your worries to the side. Just ask, say the word and I'll be there. Just ask, you know the greatest things in life all come in a pair. They say hindsight's 20/20, but that ain't far enough. Pretend I got a hand I can lend, 'cause when you really need a friend, just ask. Shit 90 Shows taught me.
Shit 90 Shows taught me was not filmed before a live studio audience.
Do you not want to wait? Neither do we. Welcome back to Shit 90 Shows Taught Me. I'm Jess Sterling, here with my co-host, Sarah Ferguson. Sarah, how are you?
Is that a song?
That is from is that not a football song? Like, it plays on like I almost said USPN.
Such
a sports podcast.
But maybe like Sunday Night Football. Is it the Super Bowl song?
We're going to get so roasted about this.
I mean, I'm not going to lie, it's a bop.
I'm pretty sure it's for football and it's for like before the game starts or something.
Yeah.
Not like people put their hand over their heart or anything like that. But can you imagine a bunch of people holding their hand over their heart going, we should really run sports. Anyway, we're here for something a bit unorthodox, something a bit out of our norm. So for a little bit of like behind the scenes tea, I'm going to be on vacation from basically one of the weeks that we'd normally record. I'm going to have to miss because I'll be on vacation.
And I'll be indisposed.
Exactly. So kind of worked out perfectly. And we said, well, we don't want to exactly skip a week. It's not us to skip a week of Dawson's Creek. We can't do it, right?
No.
So I think it was you who came up with this idea. Was it you that came up? I think it was you.
I mean, as a person that is very sure in my humbleness, I won't say it was only my idea, but I mean, speaks for itself.
I was going to say that we had some ideas on like what could we do as a bonus podcast that we could pre-record that could go up while I was away. And you came up with the idea of doing like a fantasy football style of draft where we pick characters that are in Dawson's Creek and we have a points, like we have actions they could take, I guess I would say, to earn them points. And we're going to do this for all of season 3.
Yes. I would say I call this the drama draft.
Drama draft. Okay, I love it.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do in this podcast basically is we're going to go through what will earn characters points and obviously what characters are on the board to be drafted from. And then we're going to do like a sports type of snake draft thing. We also, Sarah, we have a commissioner. I don't know if we told the audience that yet.
Yeah, we do have a commissioner. Why don't we get an introduction from our sports commissioner, Chad?
Hello, Shit 90 Shows Taught Me. Welcome to the first annual Dawson's Creek. fantasy game. I am your commissioner, your host, your man behind the mic, Chad, the DM.
Wow, what a great introduction. That is our sports commissioner, Chad. He's going to, I mean, we don't really know what a commissioner does, but we know we had to have one for it to be official.
Yeah.
So he's going to, like, monitor things. He's going to do the coin flip thing.
Yes.
Make
sure that there's no dirty picks, dirty...
No, you know. Yeah, no dirty business, basically.
No, yeah, and no illegal trades.
Yes.
No cheating.
No cheating. He's here to just keep us honest, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm a Slytherin.
Obviously.
And you're very competitive.
Obviously.
So who knows?
Say what, no more.
If somebody didn't, like, keep us in line, who knows what would happen?
Also, I think he could be a good tiebreaker, right? So, like... Mm-hmm. To go through, like, one of the things on the board is crying, right? Well, maybe we have a disagreement as to whether or not someone cried. I don't really know right. how that would be possible, but you know what I mean? And so he can break the tie of, like this is not a cry. This
yeah,
is
a like cry. A sniffle versus a full tear. There could exactly. be a debate about that.
And what constitutes a kiss? Does a peck count? Or does it have to be full on, like, tongues?
Right, exactly. So we are going to go over how we gain points and how many points those actions are, and then we're mm-hmm. going to do a snake style draft of 16 characters.
Exactly.
So let's go over the players in our drama draft.
Amazing. Okay.
Dawson Leary, obviously. Of course. Mm-hmm. Joey Potter, Pacey Witter, Andy McPhee, Jen Lindley, Jack McPhee, Grams, Mitch, Gale, Eve, Henry, Mr. Witter, Mr. McPhee, Mr. Potter, Bessie, and our 16th player, and this has a big, like, asterisk next to that, is Bodie. And we don't know if Bodie's ever going to come back. So when we get into the points,
we don't know.
Yeah. When we get into the points, we will have a special caveat for Bodie. And we'll get into that.
Amazing. Yes. Yeah. And then, of course, we have to go through how do these characters earn points for us.
Yes.
So we're going to start from low to high. And the further down on this list it is, the higher the point's going to get. So we're going to start off with the 2-point category, which is crying, verbal fights, and kisses. Guaranteed to happen in a show like Dawson's Creek. Almost any of these people, it's plausible that one of these things could happen. Even like Grams is getting into verbal fights. She's not doing a ton of kissing, but you know what I mean? Like there's options here. Then we have our 3-point category, which includes a physical fight, mentioning Dawson's movie or a future movie, possibly, Spielberg name drop, gets meta and says, "Can you believe we're blank?" Punches a wall or has their first kiss. So very different than a regular kiss. This is their first kiss with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So not necessarily their first kiss ever, but let's say we see like, I can't even think
a
of like
new combination.
Exactly. A new combination people. Kisses.
Yeah.
That is going to be 3 points.
Yes.
Then the 4-point category, mentions they're a teenager, obviously from season one when Dawson says, "I'm a teenager."
But also they, you know, when Jen was like training Dawson how to be a teenager, he was like, "I'm a teenager. Like I know how to be a teenager." So,
yeah. And he says it like a lot. They all kind of talk about like, "Oh my God, we're all teenagers."
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, and the other 4-point option is someone's secret gets revealed. And these are a little bit vague on purpose, right? Because we want these characters to earn points. And if there's ever, like we said, if there's ever a disagreement on whether or not someone has earned points for something, that is when the commissioner will come in and essentially break the tie.
Yes.
Sarah, do you want to go over the rest of what the points are here that they could earn?
Absolutely. So this is our only 5-pointer, and it's gives/gets a makeover. We love a makeover moment. We have a 7-point pointers. It's a gets a new boyfriend/girlfriend that's not a creep. cheats on partner and gets kicked out of the house. We have some 10 pointers. Gets fired from job, gets suspended / expelled, and gets arrested. You know, as you said, who knows, maybe Grams will get a run-in. I'd
love to see Grams do some of these.
Yeah.
Gets kicked out of her own house. I'd love to see it.
We have a 15-pointer, which is somebody having sex. But then we have a 25-pointer, and that's someone losing their virginity.
Mm-hmm.
Our 30-pointer is death. If you die, you get 30 points.
I mean, Grams is looking like a good look there.
And then here is our 50-point caveat.
Mm-hmm.
If you draft Bodhi and he shows up, you get 50 points because it is
yes.
a big risk if you draft Bodhi, because who knows if he'll ever come back, but big risks mean big reward.
Now, I do have a question because I have a clarifying question on this one.
Yes.
Does it have to be
the commissioner?
The same actor? What if they get a new actor to play Bodhi and they call him Bodhi?
Oh.
It still counts as Bodhi, right? I have no, and this is full transparency. I have no effing clue where Bodhi is, if he comes back, if it's a different actor. I have no clue. I think it counts as long as it's the character Bodhi.
I feel like this is
Bodhi.
A commissioner call.
But it depends on, but it's still the character Bodhi. It's not Bodhi as played by blah, 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 blah. I don't know what his name is.
Could we get a quick take from the commissioner? I feel as though it should be less points if it's a new Bodhi.
Okay, I'm willing to concede that. What if we do half the... What if it's
25 points? 25 points
if Bodhi
shows up.
If it's Bodhi played by a different actor.
Yeah, 25. That's fair. 25 points if it's Bodhi by a different character. Because I think that you only get the full 50 points if somehow the same Bodhi shows up.
I like this. I like this concession.
We're very reasonable. You and I always...
Yeah, we always find the middle ground.
So that is our point system. We will be keeping track of points in a Excel spreadsheet that will be audited by the IRS every 6 days. In other words, every 5 episodes, you and I will go over the points and say where we are with them, who's in the lead. And at the end of the season, during our recap, our commissioner will announce the winner.
Exactly.
We need to announce our team names before before we do our coin flip.
Okay. Why don't you announce yours first?
My team is called Team Drums with 3 Z's. Because I'm all here for the drums.
That makes sense. Yes. Tracks.
Yes.
I went with a more like sportsy name. And I also was looking to appease our listeners, specifically Linda, and I did Andy's Angels, both because I like the alliteration of the A's and because I love Andy and because I feel like it's very sportsy.
Love it.
Before we announce how we're deciding the draft order, also, I think we did agree, let me know if you're still okay with this, that we'll do 5 characters each. To keep things interesting, to keep people off the board.
Sure.
So that way it's like, oh man, I should have drafted so-and-so, they die.
Right. Yes. Okay. That sounds good to me.
Which we could only dream of. So let's get to the way that we are doing this draft order. We kind of agreed that like a coin flip is like not really our style. So we said that what we'd like to do instead is that we don't know what James Vanderbeek's birthday is. Neither of us know. And we thought it'd be fun to guess his birthday, and the closest person to his birthday gets to choose the draft order.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Who would you like? Why don't we both we'll write down our answers
that
and then reveal.
Sounds very fair.
Yeah. Okay. I'm writing. Oh my gosh. Do we have to get
No, wait. Okay. Okay. This is
we're both in the dot. both in the same Word doc at the same time. Of course we did. Also, are we doing the year as well? Are we just doing – I was thinking we're just doing month and day because I don't want to have to calculate years.
That's what I was thinking.
Okay, but we both wrote like literally the same –
I mean, okay, this is crazy. I don't know why this happened. I said January 13th.
Yeah, and I said January 21st.
Oh, well,
I
think what are the odds?
I'm not a Capricorn. Well, yeah, I just, yeah, I don't know.
That's an Aquarius.
I know. I was thinking he's like a cuspy guy, though, kind of.
If his birthday is in January, then we definitely incepted this information from like another like year or like a past memory, I mean.
Do you want me to look this up? I'm going to look it up right now.
Yeah. What is James Van Der Beek's birthday?
Okay. We are not like super far off, but I will say that I have one. His birthday is March 8th.
Oh, my God. I'm so dumb. My birthday is March 9th. I knew that at one point that his birthday was the day before.
We did talk about that, didn't we? It's funny how neither one of us remembered that also.
Well, yeah. I mean, that is true. You won.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The coin flip.
So he's a Pisces, which I guess maybe why we got that so mixed up is because we were like, oh, well, obviously Dawson is a Pisces.
Yeah.
But I didn't think about the fact that it's James Van Der Beek is the Pisces.
Man, oh, man. Okay.
I know. All right. So I'm going to pick the draft order. So question is, we're doing typical snake draft, which if you're not familiar with either drafts or sports or any of those things, that's fine. Welcome, people. Basically, the person who goes first will go first, and then they'll go fourth. So if it was I go first, it's me, then Sarah, then me. And back and forth until all the people are off the board. Gosh, do I want to go first? You know what? No, I think I want the second and third picks. So I'm going to let you go first with your first
pick. All right. So let's get it started. I would like my number one pick to be Mr. Dawson Leary, but mm-hmm. I'm a teenager himself.
I think that's a good pick. I think solid bets that he's going to cry. He's definitely going to kiss somebody. We've seen him get into multiple physical altercations.
Yes.
Yeah, I think good options here. Also, I think worth mentioning is sex is only 15 points. Losing your virginity is 25. We know Dawson is a virgin, so it's possible, whereas people like Andy and Pacey have lost their virginities, they're not eligible for that many points.
Correct.
Interesting. Okay, so I am up second, and I think very obviously the other virgin on the board here, Miss Joey Potter, obvious pick. I'm going to take her. And then for my second pick, I think like a lot happens when there's romance involved for a character.
Right.
And so I want to pick in a character that I think is bound to get into a romantic relationship somewhat soon. I think that, and I also kind of want, I really want the lose virginity points, but I already have Joey for those if I need them. Jack is still a virgin, so I could take him.
He claimed that he wasn't, though.
Oh, but do we believe him? I thought he was.
He said when Joey was painting him that he's had sex before.
Okay. All right. So he's no longer a virgin. I mean, that's the thing. You know what? I think I'm going to quick pick Queen Mess herself, Jen. I feel like she's bound to do a whole, we never know what she's gonna do. You can't predict her, and so there's a possibility she does any number of these things. I just miss out on the virginity points because she ain't no virgin, honey.
that's a good pick.
Mm-hmm. So you're up with your next two picks.
I am going to go with the guy that, you know, is always in the mix with the romance, always wants to get into a little bit of a verbal altercation, Mr. Pacey Witter.
Yep. That's a good pick.
And I am going to sweep the male Creek Creeps and also follow up with a Jack pick.
I think that's a good pick. Yeah. All right. Now I am up for two. I think, like, very obviously I'm going to take Andy here. I think, like, Creek Creeps are always involved in shenanigans.
Yes.
And so she's bound to, I don't think she's likely to, like, punch somebody, but I guess you never know. And then, so we mostly have a lot of adults on the board left with the exception of Eve,
And Henry.
And Henry.
Yes.
The rest are adults. So I guess the main question is, like, how long's Eve going to be around? How long is Henry going to be around? And what shenanigans are Henry getting? Is Henry
getting
into?
It's a big question mark. Yeah.
Whereas I think someone like Grams is more likely to get into, like, an altercation, but, like, she's not going to be getting the, like, sex or virginity points. Oh, goodness gracious. I just hate Eve, and I really don't want her. We haven't even seen Gail, so what the deal with her is, I don't know. And we have seen Mitch, but he's mostly just coaching. So I think I am going to take young boy Henry, the young buck Henry. Which means you are up for your fourth and fifth picks on the board.
So this is a tough spot because I love mess, and I really want to draft Bodhi just for the mess.
Yeah.
I really want to, but now, like, I would have done that if we were drafting eight people.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that we're only drafting five really, like, it seems like it's going to be, like, a lost opportunity to draft to him.
Yeah.
So, I think I'm going to go with Mitch for my fourth pick.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, there's a lot of male energy on my team.
Your team is a sausage fest.
Oh god. do I want feminine energy in here?
Yeah, so to reset the board for the listeners, you still have your options of Grams, Gail, Eve, Mr. Witter, Mr. McPhee, Mr. Potter, Bessie, and Bodhi. The infamous Bodhi.
Okay. I think I'm going to, it's like, who's the most, who's going to be the one that's, will I be milking the points?
We took, like, the obvious picks at this point. So it's like, do you think one of these people will die? Because, like, that's going to earn you a shit ton of points if you think someone will die.
Right. That's true.
I mean, I know. So, again, people are probably like, Jessica, you've seen the show. Yes, but my memory is shite and I don't remember a lot of it.
She really doesn't have great memory. It's kind really of annoying bad sometimes.
It's very annoying.
Especially because I have a very good memory.
Three times yesterday, I'm not kidding, a full three times, because we were in the car for a long time, Will and I, three separate occasions, I said, oh my gosh, I have something so wild or something so funny or whatever, I have a story to tell you. And then I start telling the story and he's like, you've definitely told me this already.
Oh my God,
and I was like, what?
Very annoying.
I know.
Okay, I'll tell you my thought process here.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're going to see Bessie that often. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we're going to see Mr. Potter because he's in jail.
Right.
Mr. Witter has really good, like, punching potential.
Of course. And, fights. Verbal fights. Yeah.
So I'm leaning towards him. Mr. McPhee, I think, is going to be a heavier player this season. But what is he really going to do to gain me points? Grams is going to be there, but I don't think she's going to gain points.
We haven't seen Gail.
We haven't seen Gail yet. I really want to do Bodhi, but I feel like that's just too much of a risk, and I'm kind of a wimp. So
what about Eve? Like, what are your thoughts on Eve?
I don't think Eve's going to be there for the full season. Feel like,
that's fair.
I don't know. So I think I'm going to take, and I think that taking Mr. Witter is also kind of a risky move, because how often are we going to see him? But I just have a feeling that when we do see him, he's going to be a points magnet.
I don't disagree with that thought process. I think at this point.
Yeah.
Mr. Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah.
It auto-corrected. That's amazing. I think at this point, it's kind of like any one of these people may or may not get you anything. I think like it's a tough call at this point. But for the lulls and because it's something we've discussed, I'm going to go for the risky move and take Bodhi.
I love that for you.
Somebody has to. Like just for the lulls, if he shows up at all, which will be very funny. And like the best part is it's not just that he's not been on the show, it's that we've not gotten a single explanation as to where the fuck he is.
I love that. Like I think that like if only I was once again, like you're brave, a brave lion, and if only I was that brave.
It's my last pick too, and I like you do have a really good pick in Dawson, and like he definitely was on my list of people to take, but I did want the back-to-back because I figured I could get two pretty good decent picks with my two picks. But I think this is going to be so much fun, so let's reset the board, let's announce what our teams are,
and we're going to go over the teams for this epic competition, the battle of the greats, Sarah versus Jess. We'll start with Sarah's team, Team Drams. I'm sure that's a beloved Dawson's Creek reference that I'm not there at yet because I only watched till season one. We got Dawson, Pacey, Jack, Mitch, and Mr. Witter. Will she be saying Witter, Witter, chicken dinner, or will it be Jess's moment in the sun? As she has Andy's Angels with Jay. I don't know who Jay is. Jen, Andy, Henry, and Bodhi. The battle of the podcast hosts has begun. Good luck.
All right. So how are you feeling about your team?
I'm feeling really good about my team. I wish that I had some female energy. Like, I really feel as though it is all males all the time. And typically, I don't turn my nose at that. Mm. But I'm feeling really good about it. I think that the Creek Creeps that I have full faith in them that they will be Drams with three Z's, and I think the two parents that I chose have the best potential, so I'm looking forward to seeing what I can milk out of these people.
Yeah, I will say that, like, I feel like of all of the adults, Mitch is certainly the probably the one that I would pick in terms of, like, most likely to put points on the board for sure. I'm really loving my team. I think that, like, I would have liked to have Dawson, but I think if one of us took Dawson, the other person was taking Joey no matter what. So I think it kind of fell how it was going to. I'm curious to see what happens to Andy this season.
How funny would it have been if I took Andy from you because your team name is Andy's Angels?
I know. I needed Andy's. I'm so happy she fell to me because I needed the Andy representation on the Andy's Angels team.
Yes. It would have been tragic if you didn't get that.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm very thankful for. I'm very thankful that neither of us drafted Shitty Eve because I don't need that energy on my team.
No. No, not at all. Not at all. So we are starting the point system on episode 4, and we will check back in on episode 9 to tell you guys where we're at with the progress. And then every 5 episodes, we will update you. And then our commissioner is going to come back at the recap at the end of the season and tell us who the winner is. And Jessica, we have stakes.
Yes, our stakes were that the loser has to buy the winner something Dawson's Creek related off of eBay.
Off of eBay, like specifically. The most ridiculous.
Or I guess it could be Etsy, I guess, if you wanted to do more like an artsy approach. Or like, because I feel like memorabilia is more eBay.
Got it.
Like artistic is more Etsy. So let's say eBay or Etsy, whatever the person wants. So that is the plan. So whichever of us wins is going to be very happy.
Yes.
With what they receive.
Yeah, I want to be the winner so that I can get some junk off of eBay.
Exactly.
Like a keychain.
Very exciting. There's like, that's what I'm saying. And we did put a money cap on it. I think it was like $25.
Yeah, or something. Because I always want to go bigger, and you're very conservative with your funds. So.
Yes, because it's one of those things where it's like, it doesn't need to be like something wild and crazy. Yeah. And especially if we enjoy doing this, and if the listeners enjoy like the idea of it or want to follow along as well, then I think like we could do it in future seasons. And if that's the case, well, we don't want to be spending like a whole bunch of money on the first one.
I mean, I really, really want the E.T. doll from Dawson's Room. And that might be hundreds.
Do you think James Vanderbeek has that?
Maybe. I don't know.
I want to know.
It's a collector's item.
Do you think Linda knows? Linda might know.
I don't know. Collector's item. It's not a doll. Collector's item.
I know. I want to do some research now and see what are some of the memorabilia items. Like, do you think someone has the ladder?
I'm sure somebody has the ladder.
What a weird piece of memorabilia that is like very, very central to the show, Dawson's Creek.
Maybe they like cut up the ladder in a million little pieces.
Oh, and they gave everybody a piece of the metal jagged ladder.
Yes, I think that's what happened to the ladder.
You think because the shark tooth?
I can't believe it.
Well, yeah. Like, does Katie Holmes have it? Like, is she...
No, Katie Holmes would not be going... She threw
that shit away.
Yeah, Katie Holmes is not going to the Chanel fashion show at New York Fashion Week with the fucking shark tooth necklace, I'll tell you that.
Now, I want to know from people, what do you think is, like, what would be the coolest memorabilia from Dawson's Creek? And obviously, no spoilers for future seasons, but...
Please.
If you had to think of something. Because, like, the stuff I've seen, mostly, is, like, I've seen, like, Ice House t-shirts. Like, not memorabilia, but, like, people have made their
own. But I don't want an Ice House t-shirt. Like, I want, like...
No, because they're not cute.
An artifact.
An artifact?
Yeah.
A signed copy of a script. What if I had to like fly out to meet James Vanderbeek and have him sign the script?
I mean, he lives in Texas, so it's not that far.
I mean, it's far. It's not close to New York. It's not like it's a few
hours.
It's
not like California, though.
I mean, it's like 6 1/2 dozens in the, I don't know what that saying is. 6 or 1/2 dozen the other. That's not it.
I don't know. 1/2 dozen. Okay. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you to our Commissioner Chad for keeping us in line. I hope this wasn't a dirty draft. Are trades a possibility?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. If we want to trade, but we both have to agree. Like, that's the trade thing, right? Both parties have to agree.
So if that's on the table, then we'll have to reach out to the commissioner, make sure there's no dirty trades. I don't even know what that means.
He has to approve it.
Yeah, he has to approve it.
The idea is that if you're playing fantasy football and, like, there's a person who doesn't know much and another person approaches them for a trade and it's, like, really, really disadvantageous.
Okay, moving forward.
It doesn't matter. Okay. That's the whole point. But anyway, so thank you all for tuning in. Next week, we will return to our regularly scheduled programming with another episode of Dawson's Creek. But we hope you enjoyed this little bonus podcast that we're putting out while I'm on vacation. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We will talk to you all next time. Bye.
Just ask. Shit 90 shows taught me.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.